Hey, it's the Overnight Scape Underground. Day one, track 42. It's 4:42 p.m. on day one here, 16 hours and 42 minutes into day one. And you just heard the Little Rascals, School's Out from 1930, 77 years ago. How great. That is an incredible piece of audio, an incredible movie. And I did look. There are a few more of those episodes on archive.org, so we'll be looking into that in the future to get those on. Yeah. What, there, you want to see what I'm watching as in between segments here?
Triple-double bilingual.
I'm watching more Don West Shopping Channel videos.
Championship. The honorary.
They're selling the Michael Jordan card.
Everything you see right there, gang.
$99.
$99. Who's
$99
in?
Bucks.
Now, here's the problem. We're now down to the last 40 cards. The last 40 sets. 38 sets. That's all we had.
That's great. I love it. I can't get enough of this Shopping Channel guy, Don West. There's a lot of videos on online. Mostly it's selling sports cards, but I love, of course, the Beanie Babies. If anyone out there has any footage of Shopping Channel selling those Beanie Babies for like hundreds and hundreds of dollars, I would love to get some of that audio. Obviously kind of a rare audio. I mean, only if you recorded it. It's very ephemeral stuff. Not like they're going to release a DVD of it, but who knows? Maybe they would. All right. We're continuing on our series. Oh, this is great. Already, the series of expired products. Already, those boxes, the Lesser Evil box and the stupid Hershey Kiss thing, done in the garbage. They're out in the garbage. They're on the curb getting ready to be picked up. All right. I've been sitting and staring at this crap for months now, and I can't take it anymore. I'm getting rid of this stuff. I'm so happy. Okay. Expired product reviews here on the Overnight Scape Underground. It's a great place to do it. Excuse me. I keep burping. I actually just ate some real food. I had a one of my favorite meals. I just take tofu, right? Just like a block, a 1 pound block of extra firm tofu, and I just chop it up. And throw some what I like, put on a little olive oil, hot sauce, soy sauce, and freshly ground black pepper, and I did some chipotle salt, and that was it. Eat it like that. Great. Just chop it up a little bit. Done. You're done. It's so good. It's a great meal. It's so easy to do. You know, tofu is the best. I don't understand. Like, you know, I in the past, I've seen like America's most hated foods. Number one, tofu. What's wrong with people? Tofu is the best. Okay. The hell with those people that say like soy is not a good thing to eat. There's all these like anti-soy things out there. Oh, it's not meant to be eaten by humans. Shut up. Okay. Tofu is the best. Anyway. What do we have here? This is odd. I mean, this is an odd... It's a box of crackers. It's the Healthy Haute Cuisine Blueberry Crackers. Okay? And it shows that there's three different... There's like a thin rectangle, a fatter rectangle, and a triangle. I have no idea what's up with these crackers. There's no expiration date on here. Let's read what it says on the side. I think my wife got these like years ago. Healthy Haute Cuisine. Is it Haute Cuisine? Haute? I don't know. Crackers are made from the best ingredients. Oh, Healthy Haute Cuisine crackers are made from the best ingredients and loaded with gourmet taste you can feel good about. We've made these crackers so you can enjoy them as a healthy complement to your favorite soups, salads, or hors d'oeuvres, or as a deliciously healthy snack all by themselves. Enjoy them all. Seed Overload crackers, cranberry crackers, and blueberry crackers. Satisfaction guaranteed. If you are not completely satisfied with this product, please send the top panel of this box, along with reason for dissatisfaction, to the address printed on the opposite panel. And it is made in the USA by Venus Wafers Incorporated, Hingham, Massachusetts. Venus Wafers. The hell, Venus? Let's go to venuswafers.com. How about that? I don't know. I don't know how old this thing is. Maybe just like the other thing, there'll be an expiration date on the inside. Venus Wafers. VenusWafers.com. Let's see what's up with this. Ah, Venus. There you go. There's the cracker. They make crackers. Our products. Here we go. Our products. Healthy Hook. Oh, look. It's still the same exact box. Look at that. Wait a minute. But they're only selling Seed Overload. Wait a second. But there's a picture of the The blueberry crackers, though. What else do they have? Delicatessen, Najijami's, Lavach, Old Brussels, Mariner. I don't know what's going on here. You could click on it. It says Healthy Haute Cuisine, right? Wait, you know, I could swear I saw. This is strange. All right, hold on. Haute Cuisine. I thought I just saw a picture of the. No, I don't see it. That's odd. I don't know what to say. Oh, Venus. See, venuswafers.stores.yahoo.net? I don't know. Maybe this is not being sold anymore. I don't know. On the back it says, and to top it all off, place sliced brie or camembert cheese on cracker. Garnish with toasted pine nuts. Yeah, I'm going to rush right in the kitchen and toast some pine nuts to put on my cracker. Yeah. Does sound good, though. Mix soft cream cheese with natural lemon curd or blueberry jam. Spread on cracker and garnish with bits of orange or blueberry. Natural lemon curd. Now there's a... It's really weird. There's like a sticker on the back here. It's like they stuck a black sticker on here, maybe to hide something. Let me try to peel it off here, see what's going on underneath this sticker. A long rectangular sticker. What are they trying to hide? I don't know. Come on, this is like, as I'm trying to pry in with my nail, like the box is like going is going in, so it's hard to like pry this thing off here. Let's see what we got here. So how are you enjoying the Overnight Scape Underground? I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. It's I think it's a really interesting idea. I've been having so much fun doing it. Here we go. I'm peeling it off. Whoa, it says something there. Ah, I can hardly see what it says. Made. Oh, maybe it said like made in USA and they had to take it off. I'm telling you, I'm investigating this here. But yeah, the Overnight Scape Underground. This is day one. I'm thinking of like I really like the idea of the Overnight Scape Underground as like an audio world that you can explore. And I'm wondering, I mean, you could listen to this show, you know, you could listen to this whole day in sequence, or you could jump around, check out stuff here and there, maybe throw some of the music together, listen to some of the great music on the Overnight Scape Underground, listen to some things over and over again. I don't know. This thing it's hard to do this. Right? That's the philosophy of the Overnight Scape Underground. It's a whole new way of looking at content. I don't know if anyone's doing anything like this. If you know of anyone doing anything like what I'm doing, let me know. Because I'm definitely very curious. I think it's a whole new idea. I'm like making no progress on this. They use like a super powerful sticker to hide whatever they're trying to hide on here. Wow. What are they hiding? Ooh, I see a letter G. What the hell are they hiding with this sticker? They must have had someone stick all these stickers on these boxes. Ah, come on. Ooh, I'm seeing more. Made. GM. GA. GA. This is like, it's mysterious here. Yeah, today actually is Black Friday, as they call it. See, for normal people, they hear Black Friday and they just think, oh, shopping and stuff. I hear the friggin', whenever anyone says, oh, it's Black Friday, I hear the Steely Dan song. When Black Friday comes, I'm gonna get everything I'm owed. You know, that's a great song by Steely Dan. But yeah, today is the day, like, apparently all the stores were opening, like a lot of stores, like Kohl's was open at like 4 a.m. this morning. Like mega super sales, and like if you went to the mall, you got like a gift bag and all this stuff. Like, I don't know. I would have liked to check some of that stuff out, but I really, you know, I'm trying. I mean, as you may be able to tell, I don't know. As I continue to peel this thing off here, as you may be able to tell, working on the Overnight Scape Underground is rather time consuming because I record all these individual segments and I go on the other computer and like add it all up to make sure I'm at the right time, you know, and then. Even for the stuff that's coming up today, I still have more like work to do, like to produce some stuff. I did a good deal of work on some of the stuff, so sorry, I'm like spending so much time on this. Made in something organic. Something organic. Whatever this phrase is, I mean, obviously they covered it up because it no longer applied or whatever. some kind of mistake over there in the virgin wafer area. Made with. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I see a with here. See, normally on the regular overnight skip, I probably would pause. But I figure, you know, here on the underground, we have more time. We have a lot of time. Made with CE. Sir. I think probably certified organic something. I mean, we got time. We're here on the underground. It's like this. We're not going anywhere. This is like, you know, when we got one day, then there's going to be another day, and there's going to be another day, you know? I don't know what to tell you. I mean, come on. Certified organic. Oh, come on. Fiber? Figure. I feel like certified organic. Figure? What? Made with certified organic. I know that's got to be what it says. Certified organic flour. Oh, okay. All right. This thing is like mangled, but it made with certified organic flour. Okay. So they took that off. But wait a second. Look, I mean, on the ingredients, organic unbleached wheat flour. Yeah, also, blueberry bits are one of the ingredients, but made with certified organic flour. So maybe it's organic, but it's not certified organic? Why, they took all this effort to, like, cover it up. All right, let's see. There's, like, no... There's a number in the bottom. The number is, like, in printed 4253-1065. But nothing, expiration. But now there's an inner bag here. Ah. No prize in there. Wouldn't it be great if you open a box of crackers like a little toy, like when you're a kid, you get the little toys in the cereal. I don't think they have too many toys and cereals anymore. Here we go. Haute Cuisine bag. As I squeeze it, it is... sealed. But there's no date. Ooh. Ooh, it's not sealed. There's like a hole in it somewhere. All right. Maybe just by squeezing it, I open it up. All right, here we go. Oh, boy. Okay, we got blueberry crackers. Yeah, they're in these different sizes. There's, like, rectangles. And then there's the same size rectangle, but it's, like, you can crack it in half. It has, like, a half mark on it. These crackers are... They're kind of cool. They're, like, kind of light purplish or bluish, as you might imagine. The smell is not that bad. So... Again, I mean, there's no expiration date. These things are probably from a... I mean, we're talking like they were purchased a year or a year and a half ago, you know. So, let me try one of the triangular crackers. That looks pretty good, actually. All right, I'm just going to eat one of them here just so I can, you know, whatever, get rid of it. I just want to taste it. Mmm. It's very tasty. I mean, it tastes a bit stale, obviously, but it's a nice, like, a nice blueberry flavor in a cracker. I'll try another one here. The bigger rectangle. I'll try all the shapes, I guess. Mmm. These are good. Well, they always have, like, sugar on them, right? Ah. Yeah. It looks like salt, but it's actually like sugar. That's weird. Mmm. Those are actually, of all the expired stuff, this is actually the best one so far. But I'm not going to risk it. I mean, it tastes a little bit off, but really, not that bad. I would keep eating this, but I really don't think it'd be good. I probably would eventually get sick. What are they using? They're using the Font Berkeley Old Style? Yeah, man. Good deal. Is it Berkeley Old Style? I think it is. I think so. I mean, yeah, it looks like it.
I could be wrong, but I mean, I don't know.
What is going on here? Anyway, there you go. Another Haute Cuisine, whatever. How do you say, what is Haute? How do you say Haute?
Let me go to this. I'm just resting my microphone on my chest here. I'm like typing with both hands here. Haute cuisine. Let's see. Maybe we go to the Merriam-Webster. Haute. Let's see what we got for haute. Here we go. See what they say for haute. Haute.
Haute.
Haute. What? Here's like haute couture. Let's see what they say. How do you say haute couture?
Haute couture.
Haute. What? So it's haute. Is there haute cuisine? You can't throw a little H on there? How about haute cuisine? Here we go. Here's the actual phrase, haute cuisine.
Haute cuisine.
Haute cuisine? Haute? How about some more haute?
Haute école.
Haute école. That's high school. How about Haute-Monde?
Haute-Monde.
Haute-Monde. Holy crap. That's the French high world? What? High society. Haute-Monde. Great. What is the actual? Oh, so haute couture is high
haute couture.
High sewing. The houses are designers that create exclusive and often trend-setting fashions for women. Also, the fashions created. And then you have haute cuisine. How is that? How do you say that? Haute cuisine. Artful or elaborate cuisine, especially the traditional elaborate French cuisine.
Haute cuisine.
So I've been saying haute. I'm wrong. I don't like the haute. I like the H. I like haute. Haute cuisine. Oh, I'm out of water. I need water. All right, so there you go. There's another expired food product. A food review, product review. Ooh, I'm looking over there. Some more stuff to get to. More expired products. And one of them is not really expired. It's like a little statue. We'll have to look at that as well. Oh, yay. What do we got here? Okay. So, coming up next on the show is another musical journey. Yes. Once again, I have looked at the catalog of myvirtualband.com, and I have a little four-song musical journey for you. Really good songs, and hope you enjoy them. Afterwards, we will give the credits, and of course, more credits will be in the show notes and stuff. And these songs are released under the attribution license, Creative Commons, which means that you can pretty much do whatever you want with them as long as you give credit where credit is due. And, you know, in the spirit of that, I'm just saying up front here that this music was created by talented musicians on a website called MyVirtualBand.com back in 2005, collaborating over the internet to create these songs. And I know I've already covered this topic, but for some unknown reason, the site was bought by another similar site called NetMusicMakers.com and shut down. And I downloaded everything they had. So I have it all, you know. So the 113 officially released songs and then all the contents of their FTP servers, all that stuff. And, you know, it's sad. It's weird that they shut it down because there's such great music. I think it was just one of those things where there was just a group of extremely talented musicians with a certain creative vision on this site together, and they made some great stuff. So anyway, here you go, four-song musical journey. And when we get back, I will let you know the details of the songs. Here is the music. Here it is. Yes, here is the music.